This is Job Corps, a one-hour program about Job Corps in general and Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. We are beginning our eighth year. Tonight we have stories about community service, intramurals, camping out, our birthday, and our regular features, good news, and why I came to Job Corps. All this on tonight's edition of This is Job Corps. In the studio, we have student reporters Benjamin Glender, Ryan Huners, Caleb Philbin, and Ellie Johnson. Also in the studio is engineer Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program, and Tongue Point's business and community liaison Tita Montero. Okay, let's get started. Ben recently participated in a community service project. Ben, tell us about the event.
Yeah, so the end of summer is here, as evidenced by the weather becoming, you know, a lot cooler. And so what we did is, and you know that means back to school, you know, dreadful for the kids usually, but anyways, it means back to school. So just recently, some of the finance and business students went over to Warrington Grade School, and we helped fill backpacks. It was about 750 some backpacks for the grade schools in the Astoria, Warrington area. We went over there and we walked into the cafeteria of the elementary school in Warrington, and we were like overwhelmed. We were like, oh my goodness, we're never going to get this done. You know, but it went by pretty fast. You know, we had parents helping, and we had PTA members, and we had you know, all kinds of people in the community helping out with that. And we had some that were distributed by Costco. And they had stuff in it. They had things already pre-filled in it, like some peachy folders or some other things. It was real nice to do that. Real rewarding experience that I was actually chosen by my instructor to actually go and do something like that. So that was real rewarding. And afterwards, they got us all pizza. We got that done actually quicker. I thought we'd be there for longer than we were. But we were there, you know, for not that long. And we got through them pretty fast. Very rewarding experience.
Well, great job. Sounds like everybody worked together well as a team and good help to the community. Thanks,
absolutely.
Ben.
Thank you.
Caleb and Ellie, residents 4, recently participated in something new and different. What did Res 4 do?
So for Jasper's birthday, we actually decided to have a camp out. Student Council got together with Dave and proposed an idea to have a camp out on the waterfront under the stars. Ellie, you want to say anything more?
Yeah, we had s'mores with marshmallows, chocolate, and graham crackers. And it was kind of fun just being able to just relax outside under the stars, being able to kind of have a backyard picnic, backyard camp out sort of thing.
How many students participated?
Oh, I'd say probably about 10.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And Jasper is the Residence 4 president, and David Brendan is the Res 4 RLS, and they worked on it and got it approved, and I think it was a good experience. Now that it's gone so well, I've heard talk that maybe other groups are going to try something similar. Did the weather cooperate for you?
Oh, yeah, it was great. The stars were out, and saw the Big Dipper, and was pointing out all these other constellations, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. How about you, Ellie?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun too. I didn't actually sleep out, but it was fun just hanging out with all the other students there.
Well, good. Maybe next summer we can revisit that and try something again.
I hope so.
Thanks. It's good. It's good to see dorm councils doing something and trying new ideas. So. Job Corps celebrated a birthday. Tita is here to tell us about the celebration.
Well, Job Corps was instituted by the Economic Opportunity Act that was signed by President Johnson on August 20th, 1964. Tongue Point was the second Job Corps center opened, and it was opened on February 2nd, 1965. Nationally, it was decided that we would all celebrate the birthday of Job Corps by having assemblies or graduations across the nation at the 122 Job Corps centers all on the same day, which was August 30th of this year. So what we did at Tongue Point was have a special assembly to celebrate the anniversary of Job Corps. And as we started, well, our special guest speaker was Skip Hauke, who has been a great supporter of Job Corps. He's currently the executive director of the Astoria-Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce. So I thought it was fitting that he come and talk to the students about what it was like when Job Corps opened at Tongue Point in 1965. And before he spoke, I wanted to put people sort of in the frame of reference for what was it like during the year that Job Corps was established and that Tongue Point opened. So here are some of the comments that I shared with people. In 1964, the average income per year was $6,000. The average monthly rent was $115. Gas was 30 cents a gallon. And I remember the gas wars. I remember it being that inexpensive. The average cost of a new car was $3,500. A loaf of bread cost 21 cents. And you could get into the movies for $1.25. Now, during that year, President Johnson declared the War on Poverty campaign, and the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 created Job Corps. It also created Head Start, which is the program for children beginning their school life. In that year, the Beatles took the world and America by storm. Beatlemania went into overdrive as John, Paul, George, and Ringo traveled to the scream of teenage girls and had 13 singles on Billboard's Hot 100 all at the same time. With the Rolling Stones, the Animals, the Supremes, and Bob Dylan also making music, many say that this was one of the greatest years for music in the last century. A young, loud, talented boxer by the name of Cassius Clay, who we now know as Muhammad Ali, won the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. In addition, the Boston Strangler was captured. The most powerful earthquake in U.S. history at a magnitude of 9.2 struck south-central Alaska. A resulting tsunami created major damage in Seaside. Nelson Mandela and seven others are sentenced to life imprisonment in South Africa. The U.S. Surgeon General first reports that smoking may lead to lung cancer. G.I. Joe was born. Buffalo wings were created. The U.S. Congress authorized war against North Vietnam. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was published. Sony introduced the first VCR. The computer mouse was born. Bubble wrap was created. Plans to build the New York World Trade Center, which was destroyed in 2001, were announced. Jeopardy debuted on NBC. From Russia with Love premiered. The Ford Mustang was unveiled. President Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act of 1964 into law, abolishing racial segregation in the United States. But this did not stop the violence, as it continued to increase in many American cities. Mary Poppins had its world premiere. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. becomes the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. Roald Dahl wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Malcolm X was assassinated. The Astrodome opened. Medicare and Medicaid were established. The Watts riots occur in Los Angeles. Hurricane Betsy roared ashore near New Orleans, causing 76 deaths and $1.4 billion in damage. It was the last major hurricane to strike New Orleans until Hurricane Katrina 40 years later. And finally, the Pillsbury Doughboy was created. So that set the tone for this is what it was like when Job Corps started. And from there, introduce Skip Hauke, which I think we can now share his comments.
The really scary part of Tina's presentation is that I remember every single one of them. Because when she was talking, I was 20 years old. I graduated from college in 1965. And so, yeah, I remember a lot of the things she's talking about. But I also remember when Junk Corps came here. You guys all know where the Safeway store is now, okay? That's where my store was. And I was in the grocery business for 31 years. I took it over from my father, who had taken it over from his father. When I sold the store to Safeway, about 9-10 years ago, we were the oldest family-owned supermarket on the West Coast. We had been in business for... We had been in business for 110 years, and it was bittersweet to sell, that's for sure, but it got pretty tough there at the end trying to compete with the big boys. But it was still I was very fortunate. But we also had that store in the early days of Junk Corps. Actually, it was the old store further across where all the rocks are now. There's an old ad, thank God it's off the air now, and most of you are too young to even remember it, but I think it was for, God forbid, it was a cigarette ad, and it was Virginia Slims, I believe, and it says, "You've come a long way, baby." Well, I'll tell you one thing, Job Corps has come a long way, baby, big time. When Junk Corps first started here, and by the way, this Junk Corps was the first one to go co-ed in the country. Second one in the nation, but to start, but the first one to go co-ed. And when Junk Corps first started here, I gotta tell you, it was a nightmare for everybody, including Junk Corps students. You all heard the saying, you do the crime, you do the time. Back then, with Junk Corps, it was a little different saying. You do the crime, you do the time, or you go to Junk Corps. And that's really how it was. We had some pretty bad apples. And it was also many different diverse cultures coming to Astoria. Many different cultures from all parts of the country. And the tough part was, and I'm not blaming the students, I blame our locals as much. They couldn't accept the different cultures coming to Astoria. They couldn't accept the change. We're all a bunch of black-headed Scandinavians, okay? One thing you guys have brought to Astoria and to the country, I think, is diversity. Diversity wasn't a word that was even, I don't even remember being talked about when I was growing up, or not when I was in college. And I went through the bad times that you were talking about, the segregation times, and they make me sick just to think about it. But diversity has come upon the scene, and it's and you guys are the ones that really brought it to Astoria. And we can be eternally thankful for that. Junk Corps at the start, there were stores in the city of Astoria that wouldn't let Junk Corps students in. Why? Because they thought they were of different color, of different culture, and they would rob them blind. Terrible. Those stores that did let the kids in, they assigned people to follow them around so they wouldn't shoplift. Terrible. I took a little different tack, and I think it worked. Remember, I'm in a grocery business. I came out here, talked to the director, and said, I'd like a bus stop at my store. And I want all the kids to come into my store. And they, I guaranteed him, they will not be followed. Well, that word got around, and I never had a bit of problem. I, not one. And never did have a problem with Job Corps students. The biggest winners of Job Corps in the early days was the local students, the local kids, because they could do anything. And the Job Corps kids got blamed for it. Guaranteed. That's the way it was. And you guys, and I'll give your instructors a little bit of credit too, but you guys, and the ones that came before you, are the ones that changed this whole attitude. 100% turnaround. I suppose you'll find a few exceptions in Astoria, the Warrenton area, the North Coast. But hopefully it's darn few. I think the vast majority of our citizens are extremely proud of Tumpoint Job Corps Center. And believe me, I've been involved with the center all my life, since it started. I love coming out here and talking to kids about job hunting skills. And I just told one of your instructors, I said, I'd rather do it here than in our high schools. And I talked there too. Why? Because you guys are more attentive. You really seem like you want to learn. And I'm not blasting our kids. I mean, I've got a 14-year-old granddaughter living with us, so. But you're more attentive. You want to learn, and you want to take things away from a class. You guys have brought about a tremendous change in attitude at Job Corps in total and Job Corps in Astoria. I think all of our citizens here appreciate Job Corps, not only because of you guys, but you bring it. It's a huge economic factor in this town. Job Corps brings a huge amount of money into town, not only in what you guys spend, but in the salaries that are paid. You're one of the largest employers in the county. That may not mean a lot to a lot of you students, but it means a great deal to those of us in city government. And speaking of city government, Mayor Van Dusen was supposed to be here with me, but he saw the size of this podium and he couldn't see over it. And so he had to back out. Let me look at my notes for just a second. One of the things you guys have done to prove yourself, and I'm the biggest beneficiary of it in recent time, is the community service that you have put back into this community. Is anybody still here that worked on my building down at the chamber? That was a while back, so you're probably all graduated. But I had the painters, I had the plasters, I had concrete. What else did I have? And they were there for months. It was wonderful. And they took an old building that had been donated to the chamber, and they turned it into a beautiful building that we're using every single day. And they did it all out of their heart. You know, I think it's one thing that is taught out here that needs to be taught in our regular schools, and that the love of and of community service, helping other people. You guys have it. Maybe it's forced upon you, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference to me. You do it. And it's something that I hope will stick with you the rest of your life. I have hired, in my time being in the grocery business, probably, I don't think I'd be exaggerating, I've probably hired 1,000 people in my lifetime, most of them young people. And don't take this to heart when you're thinking about studying, but I never looked at GPAs. I never looked at grades when I hired people. I looked at what they have done for their community. Can they treat my customers right? Can they be polite? I didn't care if they could do calculus. What I cared about, whether they could add 4 numbers and give my customers the right total in a nice manner. And that's what you guys are being taught. It's just the change that we've seen here is just phenomenal. And while I'll give credit to your instructors, I give most of the credit to you and your attitude. The attitude now is you come here for a reason, you want to learn. You want to go out and better yourself with a better job, and that's key. And if you have any question for me, I'll be happy to answer it. But you guys have done a tremendous job, and I think you should give yourself a huge hand.
After the birthday celebration, students and staff were able to enjoy Dixie Cup ice cream and cookies, and it was a real fun celebration, a good time to reminisce. So, welcome back, Ellie. You're here with new student reporter Ryan Huners.
So, I'm going to ask you a few questions about kind of why you came to Job Corps and all that. So, the first question is, why did you come to Job Corps?
I came to Job Corps for the seamanship vocation that they offer there. It's one of the only ones, it's the only free program in the States. It's the only one offered through Job Corps. And I did a lot of research into it, and I discovered that it was the perfect program for me.
And what trade did you choose, and why did you choose it?
I chose seamanship vocation because it had the able-bodied seaman endorsement they offer for the merchant mariner's document, my license to sail. It also offers the QMED, which is qualified member of the engine department, or junior engineer, unlicensed. And I took me 19 months to get through the whole program, plus 2 months of work base. And I took my test through the Coast Guard, and I did receive my able-bodied seaman license endorsement and my qualified member of the engine department. And currently I am starting to attend college to further my education to get my associate's in applied science for maritime science and vessel operations. And through Tongue Point, I've received 38 credits towards that degree through the seamanship vocation.
Wow, so you've accomplished a lot here, and you're going to college after this. So what kind of experiences have you had here at Job Corps?
I've gone through, again, I've been here for almost 2 years now, and I have lived in two of the different dorms. I lived in Res 1. I lived there for about a year, and then I moved to the independent living dorm, Res 4, to get more focused, to be able to study more, and to achieve my goals faster. I also have been a peer advisor since my second week on center. It's kind of a peer counselor. We get semi-training, but we're not licensed as counselors. We talk with the students about how they're adjusting to center life, about safe relationships, and it is all confidential. It's a way for students to get comfortable with other staff members and other students on center without feeling like they're being overwhelmed. And the program has incorporated a lot of the new students and old students together, and we do an 8-week training through it.
Wow, that is a leadership, and people do like doing it, and they do like having people to talk to because they get homesick and they have problems, and it's nice to have someone you can go to when you're having a hard time. So it's awesome that we have that leadership for students to go to. And what are some of your future plans after you attend CLATSEP?
After I attend CLATSEP Community College, I plan on, I've applied for a couple different companies. I did a 2-month work base with the Army Corps of Engineers on the dredge Essence, and I really enjoyed it. I had a blast. I did part of my internship I did in Portland for the Rose Festival, and we got to do a lot of meet and greets with the community, and I enjoyed it so much that I applied for a deckhand position aboard. And I'm still waiting to hear about that. Hopefully I get it. I have received all of my licenses, and while I'm going to CLATSEP, I am getting my 100-ton master's license, which is a small boat operator, my radar endorsement, my tankerman, and furthering my degree as well. So hopefully those will come into consideration when I go for my different positions I'm applying for.
Well, that's really exciting.
Thank you. I have a quick question. What did you do before Job Corps, Ryan?
When I was about 16, I owned a catering company, and I did that for a couple years. Then I've worked at a couple restaurants, and then when I was about 21, I heard about the cruise ship industry. And I worked for Norwegian Cruise Lines of America on the Pride of Aloha, the Pride of Hawaii, and the Pride of America. And I did that for about a little bit over a year. And then I decided I wanted to go into deck and engine side of it, and I needed the training I needed to do so. So I signed up with the Seafarers International Union, and I went to the Union Hall in Tacoma and sat there for a couple months trying to find a job. But with my lack of experience in that part of the industry, I didn't really know where to go next. And one of the gentlemen who runs the hall, he told me about Job Corps. He told me to research it. He gave me a couple numbers for the seamanship vocation and told me to look into it and to really try to see what I can, if I liked it and if I wanted to do it. And so I did the research. I called the instructors and I applied.
Now, I know you're a platinum level student, which is our incentive system. Students that are meeting expectations are silver, exceeding are gold, and our outstanding students are platinum. And you're on platinum, and you're seen as a leader on center. But when you started out, things weren't quite as smooth. And you mentioned that there's a story you share with our students in the career preparation period. Do you mind sharing that with us?
No problem. When I first got to Job Corps, my admissions counselor he was new, and he didn't know too much about the seamanship vocation. And he actually signed me up for culinary instead of seamanship. And seamanship, a little bit of background on that is we have our own waiting list to get into Job Corps for seamanship. Right now it's about a year and a half, but it is worth the wait. So I only waited 2 months to get into Job Corps, and when I got here, they put me in culinary. And since I already had my Merchant Mariner's document and my TWIT card and a year of sea time in galley, and the shipboard experience for when I worked for the cruise ship, I fought a little bit. I went and talked to anyone I could. I found out what procedures I need to go through. And I talked to all the administrators, called corporate, and asked them what I need to do to be able to stay and to go into seamanship. I talked to my CPP career prep training teachers, and they told me that I need to go talk to the captains. So I went and talked to, because we also need a Inland Boatman's Union referral. And I didn't know about that, and I didn't have one. So I called the union, and I said, what can I do to get a referral? And they said, we'll talk to the captain aboard on center, and if you are qualified, he can sign it for you. So I went and talked to Captain Patrick Albers, and I showed him my sea time, I showed him my licenses, and I told him what I wanted to accomplish. And he, right then and there, signed my paperwork and told me he would see me in 2 weeks. So, and this is my second week on center. So it was kind of a struggle, but I discovered that, especially at Job Corps, if you want something bad enough, they can definitely help you get that. So,
and I think you really used good problem solving and communication skills and advocated for yourself. And it's paid off really well. So good job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Terry's at the mic.
I am so impressed. I'm retired out of the Merchant Marine, and wow. I got to tell a sea story because we got some time to fill. You know what sluicing is?
Yes.
going down the cables?
Yes.
Putting grease on the cables?
Mm-hmm.
The best AB I ever saw in my life, and it was in Saudi Arabia, and it was during Desert Storm, was a gal. And she would get on those cables and ride that bosun chair. And when she came down, she was covered in grease. But when she went ashore, she had on her cocktail dress and her high heels. And everybody was impressed with her. So I've sailed with a lot of gals. Some from Kings Point is where mm-hmm. the Merchant Mariner officers are trained, mm-hmm. among others. But I am impressed with what you have done. And by the way, just as an aside, I installed the sideman equipment on the Essence years ago.
Oh, really? Yeah, I love that ship. It's one of my favorites. And I'm also the first seamanship student to do the college program. We were told there's a rumors going around that we couldn't do MERTS classes to further this degree. And I did my research and found out we could. And this term I'll be taking 20 credits to further that degree. And it's going to be really well.
And you said you were a dually? QMed and an...
I am an AB and a QMed.
She works in the engine department and on the deck. I can see you. You'd be a great chief engineer aboard a ship.
I would love to go either chief engineer or captain. I enjoy both departments very much, and I have a passion for both of them. So I do want to try out both of them, get a little bit of sea time in each one, and see which one I truly love more. Because I love them both right now a lot. Our instructors at school put a very much passion into each department and everything we do. They, you know, it's our ships, it's our pride, it's our home. And I want to take that further in my career, so.
Well, with your drive, you're going to make it. I don't know which department you're going to be in, but you will make it. I know you will.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And to expand on that a little bit, one of the reasons that we don't have seamanship students going on into college is seamanship is very time intensive. And we find that when we have our students who are going to be in college, we want them to be able to make a commitment to the college program. And it's really difficult for people to do that if they've spent 2 years working in seamanship. We find a lot of our students who go into college have done a different vocation, maybe 6 months to a year, and then it gives them time to focus on college. So you were in a unique situation, and you worked really hard, and you made it work for you. And I think it's as the economy changes, we find more and more of our students taking advantage of every opportunity they can to get the training, to help make them more employable and a more valuable part of the workforce in the future. So thank you.
Definitely. And also, since I've broken through that little barrier, other seamanship students as well have looked into it and discovered that they have the credits they need, and the school is close enough where they're going to try to do this degree as well.
Outstanding. Yeah. Great job.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks,
Ellie. Thanks, Ryan. And while Ellie is at the microphone, it's time for one of our regular features, the good news.
During the month of August, we've had 7 graduates from the high school, 13 GED recipients, 19 driver's permits, and 19 driver's licenses.
Thank you. We are now going to take a short musical interlude, and this is Mariel Johnson on the piano.
Thank you.
This is Tamara Walker, and you are listening to This is Job Corps on KMUN. We are beginning our eighth year of this program, and I've only been involved for a couple years, but Terry's been involved since the beginning. So Terry, can you give us a little bit of history?
Well, This is Job Corps started with an offhand comment in the middle of a program we call Talk of Our Towns. It airs on Wednesday at 9:30. We had the center director on the show. We had Sarah Collison, who did the job that Tita does. And we had a little gal from Micronesia and a guy from Ethiopia. His name was Teraku Sahali, and he was about 5 foot tall. And the story goes he walked across the Ethiopian desert to get out of there, wound up in the United States. Finally, he had a shirt-tail relative in the Carolinas someplace working for Walmart. He wound up in Seattle, found out about Job Corps, and came down. And in the middle of this program, he said, there should be a radio show about Job Corps. And I hit my head. That afternoon, I called Sarah Collison. I think it was July 21st, 2000. I can't remember. It was 7 years ago. We're starting our eighth year. And we started working on the program, and September that year, we started our first program. So this is our September program, and so we're rolling into the start of our eighth year with this program. And it's been such a neat experience for me. I worked for a short time for a Job Corps center in Central Washington. And I was so impressed with the kids there, but the kids here are just incredible. I mean, they're just so neat, and they work so hard. And so, as I say, we're starting our eighth year, and I'm still having fun, although I'm getting a little long in the tooth, as they say. And Tamara is working up, so she will do the whole thing, you know. We record this, by the way. We're recording this on Thursday, because we air it on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the third Sunday of every month, and trying to get our reporters in on a Sunday evening would be like herding cats. So that's the way we do it this way. They can run back, after we're done recording, they run back to the center, and I think Tamara gets some coffee or something, or ice cream or something. If she doesn't, you better ask her about it.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Anyway, I've had so much fun with it, and my I have been accepted out at the Job Corps Center. I even have my own pass to get in the gate. It's a visitor pass that the center director had the security people issue to me. Anyway, that was the history. And with this program, we're starting our eighth year of This is Job Corps.
And we've had a lot of student reporters come and go in that time, a lot of musicians who've done theme music for us. And
I'm talking to Ellie right now about a new theme song, because whoever's doing our theme song right now, they've gone on.
Yeah, that was my sister who made up that song, and so I'm kind of like thinking maybe we should just wait a little longer.
Anyway, it has been my extreme pleasure, and also the pleasure of KMUN. And KT, we also, this is being broadcast Sunday night on KTCB in Tillamook.
And I have to say that it's a good opportunity for students to try something a little bit different, and gives students another leadership opportunity on center. They earn leadership credit, and a leadership position is something that's required to maintain silver or gold or platinum privilege level. And just one of the things I notice the most is when we get new reporters and they come over in the van and they're nervous and they're practicing their stories. And then on the way back, they are usually so exuberant and they've had such a great time, because we do have fun doing it. And it's just, I think, for some people, getting out of their comfort zone a little bit and trying something new. And this is a good opportunity to do it. That's, I think, one of the things Tongue Point's all about. So
normally, when we finish recording the program, I will ask the kids, did you have fun? And almost, well, everybody except one person in 8 years says, yeah. That one person says, no, I'll never do it again. And he was Nervous Nelly. He really was Nervous Nelly. But they all always have fun.
We do.
Right, Ellie?
Right. We always have fun.
Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you. And we have Tita up at the microphone.
You know, With the influx of Job Corps to Astoria almost 47 years ago, besides bringing a lot of economic value to the area, Job Corps has really brought a lot of diversity to the area. And one of the things that it's been valued, it's brought differences to the area, but it's also brought challenges. And so as part of Roger Rocca has a radio show called The Human Beat, and it's on KMUN, and he invited us to be guests on his show, which, as it turns out, will be airing tomorrow evening, Monday the 19th, at 9:30 a.m. on KMUN, and also at 8:30 p.m. on KCTB at 90.9. Three students and I are the guests with Roger. And one of the things that I review on that show, which I think people will find very interesting, is the demographic profile of the students. Of the students at Tongue Point, which is a different profile from other Job Corps centers, and certainly very, very different from when Tongue Point started. When Tongue Point Job Corps Center opened, it was all male, and then it became all female. And it was the first Job Corps center to go co-ed in the country as a test. And now all the Job Corps centers in the country are co-ed. So things have changed over those 47 years. And so it's interesting to reflect back, on what it was like 8 years ago, 7 years ago when the show started. So I think that the discussion that we have on The Human Beat on Monday will be of interest to the listeners also.
This has been a really good connection for us. Like Tita just mentioned, The Human Beat. We've also had a good connection with Troll Radio. And because of Terry learning about Ellie's musical talents, we were able to have two of our students participate. And why don't you talk a little bit about that, Ellie?
Well, when Terry first heard about my musical ability, then it was months ago. Then he asked me if I wanted to play for the radio here at This Is Job Corps, and I decided, okay, why not? I'll try it. So I play with Tyler Denton, and he plays the guitar, and we decided that we would play together, and we played, and Terry really enjoyed it. He was like, "You should do that for Troll Radio." And so we talked to the Troll Radio lady, and she said that we could come and do it. So just last Thursday, then we went over there and we performed. And it's the first time I've ever done it before, so I was really nervous right at first. But then I got to where I was like, oh, I can do this. And then at the end, I was like, ooh, this is fun. And now I'm like, ooh, what was I thinking?
See, one more thing out of your comfort zone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your group?
Our group is named Instant Oatmeal.
That's very good.
And you know, I have to say, this Ellie and this group are just an example of all of the talented students that we have at Tongue Point. And it's wonderful. We have a talent show twice a year. In fact, the auditions for the talent show are next week. And I so enjoy going to the talent show and listening to students sing and hearing them play the music that they have composed themselves. It's just really great. It makes for terrific fun and just reinforces all of the talents that are brought to this area that students bring with them to Tongue Point.
Another interesting thing about the talent show is sometimes they have staff acts that are in the talent show as well, and it gives the students an opportunity to see staff in different ways, and we're all kind of in it together. We're having fun. We've all got talents that we can share with each other. So thank you, Ellie.
Yeah, thank you.
So Caleb, what is happening with Intramurals?
So last week we had the softball championships, and it was quite interesting actually, because it was Res 2 versus Res 4, And it went into the evening hours, and it started getting dark, and they couldn't see what was going on. Balls were flying over people's heads, and so they decided to make it a two-day thing, and they were tied up clear until the last inning, and then Res 2 came out and really gave it all they had and came through and won it. And, you know, Res 4 was kind of disappointed, but that'll happen in sports, you know, but got to get over it.
It was really exciting because I think it's the first time that we've had an intramural event cross over into a second day, and students do take pride in their dorm and their abilities and rooting their team members on. So now while you're at the microphone, you mentioned something to me earlier. I always try to make sure our new reporters do a why they came to Job Corps story. And you mentioned you've never done one.
Yep, so I've been here about 6 months, I think, right, on this show, and still haven't done it. So,
Caleb, why did you come to Job Corps?
Well, before I came here, I worked a lot of dead-end jobs, a lot of fast food jobs, just because the family trade was not working out. You know, the farming economy is not what it used to be, and so I kind of did a little research into what kind of things our family actually has been into in the past, and I found out that my great-great-grandfather was actually the captain on a boat on the Great Lakes, and he would actually take people from the Caribbean up to Canada on that boat. So I decided, hey, why not seamanship? And I went into the seamanship and got my OS and decided, you know, I don't really want to do deck work or engine work. So now I'm doing the CST field, the computer service tech field, and I'm interested to see where exactly that'll take me.
That's exciting. And I think it's just shows that it's a good opportunity for self-discovery, and sometimes careers don't always go the way they think we think they're going to go. And
definitely, we all have our niche, and you know, seamanship is a great trade, but it just, you know, the deck department wasn't for me, and the engine department wasn't for me either. So hopefully I can find something to do with IT work aboard a cruise ship and get out there and have some fun and travel the world.
We've talked a little bit about leadership positions. What are your leadership positions on center?
I am the senior writer for the Tongue Point Times. I was actually the first writer to be involved with the journalism leadership position. And I also do this radio program. And both of them have to do a little bit with entertainment. And I've always really loved entertaining people and was always a class clown. And now I'm kind of growing up and maturing, so I decided, you know, I might as well get into some form of entertainment if I can't be a class clown.
And thanks for reminding me, because I forgot that's how we first got you involved in this program, is because you were being interviewed because of your work with the Tongue Point Times. So
yep.
Some good connections. Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
We're back with Tita Montero on This is Job Corps. Tita.
Yes. You know, you might remember some time ago I spoke about the sculpture that Tongue Point Job Corps Center donated to the city of Seaside for the Railroad Community Gardens. It's a 3D sculpture of of a daddy train, basically, because the Railroad Community Garden sits on the property that used to be the site of the daddy train coming into Seaside many years ago. That sculpture was done by Allison Estes from Wapato, Washington, who happens to be a welding student and also an artist. And she has been, her artistry has been fostered by her instructor, David Curl, who besides being a welding instructor and a welder is also an artist and a blacksmith. And so it's a really nice marriage, if you will, in terms of artistry and talent. So Allison has created another sculpture, and it's a dolphin, and it's in 3D. It's on a stand. The dolphin is probably about 3 feet wide, and it's in an arc. It's just gorgeous, and it's about 4 feet high because it's on a stand that she's created for it. That is being donated to the Seaside Rotary for their auction, which will be held on Friday, September 23rd. And I asked David what the retail price would be, because you have to put that in the catalog. And he said, well, probably if it was in a gallery, he'd put a price on it of about $300. But what we're putting in the catalog really is that as the retail price now, it's probably $300. But as the work of an emerging artist, it's really priceless. The fact that someone could have a sculpture done by the same artist who has a piece now that's public art and will be in Seaside for many years to come, which is something that she is very proud of and very touched by, that she has a piece of art that she'll be able to come back and see, and people will be able to see what she's created. So we're very proud to do this. We do a lot of donations to community nonprofit organizations. I'm always looking for those, and people can always call me and let me know. They've got auctions going, and we get things from welding. We get park benches and bird baths and things from the cement masonry trade. So there's a lot of opportunities. Another way that we love to interact with the community.
Thank you. I've seen that sculpture in the welding shop as I've driven by to my office.
Yes.
And didn't know what it was. So yeah. And it is gorgeous.
It is, isn't it? And it's burnished, and she has details that are burned in. It's really wonderful.
And Allison is a student leader that works as a DJ for us in one of our areas. And I keep talking to her about coming and doing the program, but she's not quite ready for that.
Yeah, Allison is a bit shy, but you know, once she gets started talking, and so I'm hoping she will. I'm hoping she will.
She's an incredible artist.
Yes.
Thank you for explaining. I mean, here I work on the same center, and I've seen it and had no idea what it was.
And that just shows how large and varied and diverse we are just on center.
It's true. It is so true. Thank you, Tita. Terry is going to talk.
Are we about ready to wrap up the program?
I think we are, Terry.
Okay, well, I said I'd do this after we get off the program, but open up all the microphones.
Okay, opening up all microphones.
And I'm going to ask the question, did you have fun?
I did, very much so.
We all had fun.
Absolutely. I think it was, you know, we could have more time, more things to fill, but I think overall it was a good show. We had some filler toward the end there, so.
I had no fun at all.
Yeah, right.
I was really disappointed. I don't think I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
This coming from our entertainer.
And the next question is, do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And we do depend a lot on students. They put a lot of time and effort into this. I meet with students weekly, and we go over story ideas, and we review rough drafts, and we talk about what's going on center that we think you and the community would like to hear about. So anything else to add? Where you're all at the microphones and they're open. Everybody gets shy.
No,
now.
I just don't want to. I want to keep it PG, so to speak. I don't want to go too over the top.
You
want to
keep it PG. What about me, man?
Well, okay, come you too.
Now.
Let's, okay.
I have nothing left to say.
Fight.
very entertaining. They are. And you know, in the van on the way over or in the office, we always think about a lot of things to say, but you put people in front of the microphone and then it's the thought process. You can see it happening. So there you have it, the September 2011 edition of This is Job Corps, a monthly radio magazine about Job Corps in general and the Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. Job Corps has been around for 47 years now, 47 years of helping young people. Thanks to our student reporters Ellie Johnson, Ryan Huners, Caleb Philbin, and Benjamin Glender. Thank you to Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program, and Tongue Point's business and community liaison, Tita Montero. With this program, we are beginning our eighth year of This is Job Corps. Thanks to everyone for making this show such a success. Thank you to the staff and students of the Tongue Point Job Corps Center and to the local businesses and citizens for their help and support with this program. It is our hope that through this program, everyone has become aware of how very important the Job Corps concept is to all of us, locally and nationwide. In 47 years, Job Corps has helped more than 3 million young men and women gain the education, training, and social skills they need to become responsible contributing members of society. Job Corps, 3 million careers, one future at a time. Job Corps, where success lasts a lifetime. Job Corps, the bridge to success. Thank you for listening tonight. This is Job Corps can now be heard at any time by going to coastradio.org, click the On Demand button, and select the program. On behalf of Tongue Point Job Corps Center, I'm Tamara Walker for KMUN and KTCB. We will be back in October for our next edition of This is Job Corps. See you then. Good night.